Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're covering a delay in a key vaccine policy decision, new insights into senior care, and an innovative approach to sustainable pharma logistics. The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee has postponed a decision on updating hepatitis B vaccine recommendations. The group had been considering changes to adult vaccination schedules, but members said more data and discussion are needed before moving forward. The delay reflects the complexities of balancing evolving clinical evidence with public health priorities, especially as hepatitis B remains a significant global health concern. In other news, a new study highlights that seniors enrolled in value-based primary care models receive more frequent and consistent visits compared to those in traditional care. Researchers note that the increased engagement can improve management of chronic conditions and reduce hospitalizations. As policymakers push for better outcomes and cost efficiency, the findings underscore the potential of value-based care to reshape how older adults access and experience health care. Lastly, in supply chain news, Takeda has partnered with Vela to introduce wind-powered shipping for medicines. The collaboration will use specialized cargo vessels designed to decrease use-related greenhouse gas emissions by up to 99% compared to air freight. The initiative reflects growing momentum toward sustainable logistics solutions as pharmaceutical companies look for innovative ways to reduce their environmental footprint without compromising reliability. From vaccine policy delays to advances in senior care and greener supply chains, these stories show the range of challenges and opportunities shaping healthcare and pharma today. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.